welcome to Epic Interviews, a series where we get to know the makers and the hosts of the conference Epic 2021. Today, we are interviewing Sarah Ellis, who is the Director of Digital Development at the Royal Shakespeare Company. Hello, thank you for coming.
Hello, nice to be here.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about your role.
Yeah. My job, I work for the Royal Shakespeare Company, and my job is the first job of its kind where I'm the Director of Digital Development. And what that means is that I'm looking at the future of theatre and live performance and looking at the setting up collaborations and partnerships with artists and theatre practitioners and technology companies and skills that we might need in the future to make our work.
How has technology changed performances at the RSC?
Technology has changed, always changed theatre. Theatre's always innovated. So in Shakespeare's day, whether that was candlelight, whether that was the use of Pepper's Ghost in Victorian times, whether that's electricity, and now with the internet and lots of powerful technologies that we're seeing through real-time motion capture and mixed reality. Again, these new technologies and tools that are coming into the Theatre Making Toolkit are disrupting and supporting what artists would like to do.
Could you define what is mixed reality?
I think mixed reality is the acceptance of a virtual and a physical world coexisting. And the sense of temporality and togetherness and connection, both physically and virtually.
Could you give us some examples of how mixed realities or new technologies have helped your work?
I think they're helping by providing forms of connection. So if you're based in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is our home in the UK, particularly in the pandemic and what we've been through, we've been able to connect with our audiences all around the world through tools such as Zoom, video streaming, and our latest production, research and development around using real-time technologies, game engine technologies to do that. That's a beautiful and brilliant thing. And so, yeah, I think technologies at the moment are providing us with sources of connection.
Do you think you've been able to connect more with your public during this pandemic?
We've connected differently. Obviously, with our theatres being shut, we've not been able to welcome our audiences in person, and that's very, very challenging. But you know, what artists do is innovate, and artists very quickly innovated their way through this. That's not a replacement for what we haven't been able to do. But I think that just demonstrates what theatre practitioners and artists are amazing at, which is imagining, using what they have, and sharing stories.
With the reopening of the theatres in the UK, how have you been able to re-engage your public differently than the last 2 years?
We're opening our theatres. We have shows opening in the West End, in London and in Stratford-upon-Avon this autumn. And health and safety is the priority in welcoming our audiences back, making them feel welcome. Also, many of the team at the RSC are really delighted to be connecting with our audiences again and delighted to host them. And so, yeah, we come back in this new phase. And it will take us some time. And it's about what we found at this profoundly difficult time that's really important. And we've built and established already before the pandemic a strong global community. And we look at all of our community and how they want to connect with us and finding those ways to do that.
That's very cool. I hear you're working a lot with mixed realities. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
We've worked with mixed reality. We worked with a company called Magic Leap to create a performance of Seven Ages of Man, the first volumetrically captured performance of Shakespeare. And we've also worked with mixed reality in lots of other ways. And what I mean by that is using what I would call the behind-the-scenes technologies, that is used in mixed reality to achieve that. With the Tempest, where we staged in 2016, collaboration with Intel, which was a digital avatar performed in real time alongside live actors. So we're playing in the realms of mixed reality, but what we're doing at the heart of that all the time is looking at what the promise of theatre is.
What are your hopes for this panel discussion?
I'm delighted to be doing a keynote at this year's conference. And I think what I want to sort of share is how, over the past few years, we've worked in partnership with academics and researchers in the room alongside creative practitioners and technology companies, and how important those research practitioners have been in informing our work and collaborating with us. And often we keep those industries at a distance, and they have a distance where they're analysing and looking in at a process. And what I'll be sharing is how we have, when we look at innovation and we're investing in ideas, it's really important to have those industries in the room together working those things out, because when those industries talk together, that's where we can really move some thinking and creative practice forward.
Do you have any advice you would give to an ethnographer or anyone working in the field on using mixed realities as part of their work?
Yeah, the advice I'd give anyone working in mixed reality or looking to explore in mixed reality is play. Play with the technology, but don't make those cultural assumptions around what you see is what the technology can do. Challenge that technology, imagine it in different ways. Avoid thinking about it being something that makes things faster, more effective, and go, what does mixed reality in this generation, in this moment now, mean for us? What does it represent, and what does the future look like with mixed reality? And how do we maybe think about things such as inclusion and creativity and challenging perceptions through those technologies that can allow us to think about the world we live in and who is in that world with us?
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and we very much look forward to hear from you at the conference. And do you have any last take you'd like to share with our audience?
No, I'm just looking forward to it, and it's great to be part of the conference.